Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16, 2025, and we have a great mix of cannabis headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Fort and 20 with CNW, how unchecked credit is putting the marijuana industry at risk. The marijuana industry is facing a financial crisis due to a surge in unpaid invoices, posing a risk to the entire supply chain. Despite limited discussion on the issue, companies like Trulieve Cannabis Corp. are managing the challenge. Stay informed with CNW420, providing daily updates on the evolving cannabis industry at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information and alerts, visit the Cannabis Newswire website.
LeafWire Media and Canna Spyglass announced strategic partnership to form LeafWire Data Services. LeafWire Media and Canna Spyglass have announced a strategic partnership to form LeafWire Data Services. This collaboration will integrate Canna Spyglass's market research and data analysis into LeafWire Media's network, providing cannabis businesses with valuable insights. LeafWire CEO Mike Ballard praised Canna Spyglass's data as a service, highlighting the enhanced market intelligence it will bring to users. Warren Bunch, co-founder of Canna Spyglass, anticipates that this partnership will benefit LeafWire users and create a more knowledgeable network. The partnership aims to offer enhanced market intelligence, informed decision-making, and expanded industry reach within the cannabis market.
4:20 with CNW, Governor Hochul signs budget. Lawmakers exclude marijuana smell as authorization for police searches. New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed the state's latest budget into law, excluding a proposal to allow police to use the smell of cannabis as a reason for suspicion of impairment. This decision comes as a relief to the marijuana industry, including companies like Verano Holdings Corp. CNW 420 provides daily updates on the evolving cannabis sector, offering valuable insights for investors. Stay informed on the latest developments in the world of cannabis with CNW 420.
Cannabis News Breaks, Whoopi Goldberg to take the stage at CMB 2025. Whoopi Goldberg will be taking the stage at CMB 2025 to launch her new hemp-derived beverage, Whoop Tea. The event will take place on June 4 to 5 at the Javits Center in New York City. Goldberg will join CNBC's Tim Seymour for an exclusive conversation about the fast-rising cannabis beverage market and the vision behind Whoop Tea, created in collaboration with leading cannabis beverage brand Pure Genesis. Whoopi Goldberg expressed her excitement about bringing a fun, relaxing, and hangover-free beverage to the market. CMB, formerly CWCB Expo, is the premier North American trade show and conference for cannabis professionals and companies looking to grow and innovate in the industry. For more information, visit www.cannabismeansbusiness.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.